This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. A judge from South Milwaukee resigns after being charged with making false statements on election nomination papers. 40-year-old Kelly Martika faces one misdemeanor count of false swearing. Prosecutors say Martika ran for municipal judge in South Milwaukee while being a resident of Racine. They also say she falsely claimed that she personally circulated the documents to get the signatures required to run for office. Martika won the election in April but resigned in September. She pled not guilty last week to the charge, and if convicted, she faces up to 9 months in jail. Wisconsin food assistance programs are at risk as the government shutdown enters its third week. More than 7,000 Wisconsinites could lose their SNAP and WIC benefits in November without a funding solution. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is asking the state legislature for $70 million to help keep the services running after funding cuts from the Big Beautiful Bill Act. DHS also needs more staff as the department processes more paperwork related to new work requirements mandated by the law. Ascension Wisconsin reaches a new agreement with UnitedHealthcare. Multi-year agreement ensures that individuals and families with UnitedHealthcare coverage can continue receiving care at Ascension Wisconsin hospitals, clinics, and outpatient facilities without disruption. This includes patients covered under Medicare and Medicaid plans. The two sides failed to agree on a contract renewal by an October 1st deadline. At the time, Ascension said the reimbursement rates offered by UnitedHealthcare did not keep up with rising costs. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, want to remind you, you can listen live and win special truth giveaways by downloading the 101.7 The Truth app at the App Store or Google Play Store. You can always watch us live on YouTube. Like, let me see who's hollering at me, because y'all was hollering at me the other day. Earlier today. Left eye was the only one killed. Several other girls were in the car. Are they still alive and never spoke? Very suspicious. Maybe they pushed her. Okay, let me stop. Unless you're saying those reports are lies. I don't know. Ritual sacrifice. Okay, stop. Y'all going down a rabbit hole that's just cray cray. Okay? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. So let me see a couple things. First of all, Glenn, you did a commercial, and I like animals. I'm a cat guy. I'm not a dog guy. I don't like dogs. And you said that, you know, some people
Some people.
And I know you were reading what you were directed to read. And yes, I'm teasing.
They got to choose between paying your rent and helping Fido.
And I'm like, what? Like, if I'm in a position to have to pay my rent or help my dog, I'm getting rid of my dog. Where'd I get my dog from? Okay, y'all can have a dog back. I'm out. That's just me. I can see if you was trying to feed your children.
Feed your children or feed your dog.
Like,
or pay your rent.
Well, I'm feeding my kids. We'll just be homeless. I'm feeding my kids. Nourishment. Life. That's important. A dog? And I know some people love their dogs like they family members.
You lucky I can't find the boo hot key.
I'm glad you can't. I don't care if you boo. You can go boo. I boo myself. But that I'm just saying. You just better make sure we don't boo tonight when the Brewers play. I'm just saying. They got to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Number 5.
They need to come back against the Dodgers. I don't think, well, everybody argues they fell short and they had the bases loaded and they had a great pitcher. But you know what you get with that? That. You get the L.
It's just that simple, yeah.
They wasn't flying them flags last night, was they?
Mm-hmm.
L. Loser. And that hurt. The reason it hurt, because they didn't lose 2-0. They didn't lose 9-0, 9-1, 9-3. They lost 2-1 with the bases loaded.
Would you rather get completely dominated or lose a close game? Really?
I'd rather be completely dominated, because then it's going to make you mad. Like they got before they won them two games, they got smoked. They're like, this ain't happening tomorrow. They got smoked right before they played the Dodgers. And went in and just said, nope, we know, and just murdered them.
I think there's an encouraging sign coming out of that game last night, though. I think how often
an encouraging sign?
Because
that's the encouraging sign.
I'm just saying, how many other guys in the rotation do they have that can pitch 8 innings and throw 10 strikeouts? Besides Shohei Ohtani, who might not pitch that long because they need him to bat. So
and you got Miz. And you got Uribe. He held it down. Now, come on, you got to give it to him. He held it down.
He did give up the deciding run, though, which is, you know, we got to look at that, too. But he came in and, you know, he stopped the bleeding. It would have been much bad if he didn't compose himself towards the end. But the bats will be better tonight. I think it'll be a much higher scoring game. That's what they have to do, essentially, to beat the Dodgers, because the pitching is going to be there. So,
but the one thing that I'm finding is that if you don't score early on the Dodgers, you're not going to win. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs, right? If you score first on the Chiefs, you could beat them. But if you don't, you're getting shut down. And they got shut down.
No, absolutely. That's the thing. They want to get to the bullpen as early as humanly possible. So if they could have gotten any kind of hits or thrown Blake Snell out of his rhythm, I think they would have had more of a chance. But you let somebody get comfortable, and then you don't have to use as many arms. So
now, can you pinch hit? So I would have thrown a reverse batter. If you're used to having a right-hander, I'd throw a lefty at you. I'd put like 3-4 lefties in a row, throw off your cadence, something. You know, but, and Council had their number. They just happened to have a good night, because Council had their number. I mean, he trained them to do what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think this was a bad game by any means. Again, there was nothing that they could have done differently. They just kind of didn't come up clutch.
Right.
You know, Terang, bases loaded, you swing at something high, it happens. He'll be better tonight.
Nah, that's not supposed to happen.
Hey.
Because it was a ball.
He wanted to be the hero, though.
That's a calculation, though.
There were a lot of people saying he should have got hit by the pitch before that, though, which is insane. I don't know how anybody thinks you can just take a 90-mile-an-hour pitch off the kneecap. But
Well, he would have took it. He just wouldn't be playing tonight. Okay, we got the run. We're tied up, but we lost a player. One of our good players. Nah, that didn't make any sense. You always have to live to play another day, and that's all you have to do. So they did, and so now they're here. And now tomorrow might be a different story. Might be a different, you know. Interesting. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
Yeah, so that's the update. Oh, by the way, the city council, I think they might be on to something.
Number four.
So you remember we talked about the wheel tax, right? That we talked about. And I kind of made the suggestion, and somebody made the suggestion, well, as city leaders craft Milwaukee's 2026 budget, this from CBS 58, the most contentious item is Mayor Cavalier Johnson's proposal to raise the city's vehicle registration fee, which I don't think we should do, commonly known as the wheel tax. One alderman wants to what? Defund the city's streetcar as budget balancing measure. Absolutely, yes. Milwaukee's current registration fee is at $30 in addition to the $85 state fee and $30 from the county. So did you add that up? 85 plus 30 plus 30. That's $145 without thinking about it. If you got a vanity plate, it's $165. So that's $155 annually under Johnson's plan to raise the city fee to $40. And then you get another, what, $20, $25? So it's about $165 you'd have to pay for vanity plates. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, a $40 wheel tax would tie Milwaukee with Madison, Janesville, Fitchburg, Oregon, Shawnee, and Evansville for the steepest in the state. So what? Milwaukee's total cost of $155 would be the state's most expensive, edging out Madison's $153. An analysis of Johnson's proposed budget by the Wisconsin Policy Forum notes the last increase from $20 to $30 in 2021 raised $3 million in new revenue. The analysis found this proposed increase would generate nearly $3 million in additional revenue. I say no. Get rid of the hop. Burn the hop down. Alderman Scott Spiker said, should we even be looking at that as long as we're sending $7 million a year out the door in the form of a streetcar? And so the hop began operation in fall of 2018 after being constructed with a federal grant, mistake number one. And now it costs $6.9 million to operate an idiot car that doesn't go anywhere, that goes around in a circle downtown. How stupid is that? How stupid is it? Well, is it as stupid as a government shutdown?
Number three.
From WISN.com, officials with Wisconsin's Department of Health Services said WIC and food share benefits will be impacted if the shutdown goes into November. Officials point to a Friday letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to state agencies that said if the current lapse in appropriation continues, there will be insufficient funds to pay November SNAP benefits. So what should we do? Should we pay it? Should the state of Wisconsin pay it? I wonder how much. We got 59,000 families receiving WIC funding, which is the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program of Women, Infants, and Children. Governor Tony Evers previously indicated he may take executive action if the shutdown continues, and he should. As the governor, we got all these billions of dollars sitting in here from COVID money that you've used for idiotic things, like putting it in schools where there are no children. So you may as well go ahead and do it. You may as well go ahead and help people. It's unfortunate.
Number two.
This from CNN. D'Angelo, whose cool tunes and one hot music video turned him into a legend of Neo Soul, has died. That's according to a statement from his family. He was 51. He died today after a prolonged and courageous battle with cancer. The family says, we're saddened that he can only leave dear memories with his family, but we are eternally grateful for the legacy of extraordinary moving music he leaves behind. We ask that you respect our privacy during this difficult time, but invite you all join us in mourning his passing while also celebrating the gift of song that he left for the world. And that's unfortunate. I was talking to somebody today. You know, his name is Michael Eugene Archer, born in Richmond, Virginia, son of a Pentecostal preacher. D'Angelo. Where'd they get D'Angelo from? You know, the music folks be putting stuff up. So, I mean, had some great music, some phenomenal music, actually. I found it touching. And I guess for this next story, I have to use my favorite phrase. They're back.
Number one.
From CBS 58, Ascension, Wisconsin announced today it has reached a new agreement with UnitedHealthcare, ensuring patients with UnitedHealthcare coverage can continue receiving care at Ascension, Wisconsin hospitals, clinics, and outpatient facilities without disruption. Now, I hope this goes great, but I know a lot of people in my circle. I know of at least 10 to 15 people that said they're not going back. And I hope this doesn't impact Ascension in a negative way. Ascension says this agreement is effective immediately, and importantly, Ascension held claims for services furnished between October 1st and the 13th. Services received during that period will be covered at in-network rates, and patients should not be billed for out-of-network costs. So that's a good thing. So they're back, and we'll see how that goes. We'll see how it goes. I wonder what the impact is going to be as we go through it. 16 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Right now it's 58 degrees, mostly cloudy. They're expecting a little bit of rain. There's a little touch. They expect some rain, but I'm not really seeing it. But they're expecting rain. There's about a 15% chance of rain. Wind is from the north-northeast at 10 miles an hour.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Our shade, blood burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I miss, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to be.
Hey, you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Glenn might be on to something. Look at him trying to move. Y'all know how black people rock, right? We rock on a one. That's just weird. We just have our own cadence, our own way of moving, our own way of music. It's just great. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. B. Bruce said, I believe Angie and D'Angelo passing in the same year is about as unbelievable as Building 7 falling because of a window fire. LOL. Yeah, that was weird. That's just a weird, yeah. But this is the same person that said they wonder if tourism increases on the 30th and 31st in Salem, Massachusetts. Do you believe in witches and witchcraft and all that other stuff?
I don't believe in ghosts, witches, none of that.
You don't believe in ghosts?
Nope.
Ooh. You don't believe in getting haunted and all that? Wow. How come everybody always waving at you? They don't wave at me. Because they don't like me. That's all I had. That's all. I really couldn't think of anything, and I couldn't say nothing on the air. So I'm like, Anyway. So, wow, that was me. You hurt my feelings. Wow, he scratched his ear. Like, is that like a millennial Gen Z way of telling me blank you or something? Or whatever? Okay, all right. Glenn said yes. Now I'm really offended. Y'all really hurt my feelings. Somebody actually told me, you don't have any feelings. I said, no, I do. I just don't show them to you. Wow, Reginald. So Glenn, you know, when I was teasing you about the dog, you either pay your rent or help your dog, which I don't really understand that. Reginald said, get a hunting dog. That way everybody eats. But it's going to bring back a squirrel? No. Have you eaten squirrel, by the way? What's the most exotic food you've ever tasted?
Escargot is delicious. That's
escargot?
About it.
Snails?
So good.
Raw or cooked?
Cooked in like garlic and herb butter with
like
the
steamed and
the baguettes or whatever they call the bread. I've also had duck. Duck is pretty good.
Duck's not exotic.
That's not an exotic food?
To me, because I ate duck growing up and duck is too greasy. So I don't know.
I can't think of anything crazier. Like I would never eat alligator. I wouldn't eat
swordfish.
Say that again?
Swordfish.
I feel like that's not too exotic. It's fish.
What about shark?
I don't know if I could eat a shark. But I have heard I've heard most of these foods taste like chicken.
That's because all we eat is chicken. I mean, you can't argue. I mean, you know, somebody says zebra. I don't think so. No, we're not doing that. We're not eating a zebra. What about horse meat? I've never had horse meat. LT said needs a psychological study on why different ethnicities feel different about dogs as pets. It ain't an ethnic thing. It's me personally. I just don't like dogs. I'm just not into dogs. Curly Q said, I don't feel like gator is exotic. Okay, so watch this. If you eat anything that can eat you, it's exotic. Alligator, crocodile, they can eat you. Whale, they can eat you.
Shark. Someone said zebra, though. A zebra would never eat you.
I'm just reading what's on here. They said gator. I'm just talking about gator. Don't be messing up my... I mean, it's just... Would anybody even eat a zebra? Like, would you eat horse meat? I've never ate horse meat. I don't get it. I have a very limited palate. And I get talked about all the time. You have a limited palate and you should eat better. You should eat more. Nope. Steak, fish. I don't like catfish. I know I'm black, but I don't like catfish. I don't like perch. I'll eat catfish if there's no bones in it. When I was growing up, I got a bone stuck in my throat from eating catfish. And from then on, I'm like, we're not doing catfish. So I don't do catfish anymore. Bear meat. What they call it when you eat Bambi?
Venison?
Yeah.
Venison is good.
Okay. Okay. Y'all just throwing stuff in there now. Bison and Stark Shake and, Stark Steaks and all. Come on now, stop. I am not eating Bambi. Y'all eat Bambi? Dang, dude. I ate Bambi down to the hoofs. No. Can't do it. I eat chitlins. You're not black if you don't eat chitlins. Glenn, you are not black if you don't eat chitlins. Black people eat chitlins. Now, let me rephrase that. I only eat chitlins. I clean. Hey, my mama cooked some chitlins. Oh, that's nice. We want some? No, that's okay. I'm good. I had some earlier. I am not eating your chitlins. If I didn't see them get cleaned or I didn't clean them, nope. Curly Q, you're not black. Just because your picture show you black, you're not black. Because you don't eat chitlins. Are you sure you black? Curly Q said, well, I'm sure not black. Okay, then. Can we cancel Curly Q out of... Curly Q, you do not get a hall pass to come to study hall. You have to go back to the homeroom. Got to go back. No, I don't eat catfish because a bone got caught. She said the man who don't eat catfish. I don't eat catfish because a bone got caught in my throat, and now I'm hyper, like, I'm just scared that a bone go get stuck in my throat, so I don't eat catfish. Now, if I can get the chunk of catfish, right, you know, a little thing, you cut it out, ain't no bones, I'm good. And somebody's like, oh, no, you got to do this. You turn it over. You can pull the bones right out. I'm like, no, they did that the last time I was looking at it. And then I bit into it, and it stuck in my gums, and somebody had to get it out. And I'm like, absolutely not. What about pork?
I try to stay away from it.
Hot links?
Yes, for breakfast, typically.
But see, you're from New York, so you know what a hot link is. Here, I said, can I have a hot link? They were like, what? I was like, a hot link. You mean a brat? No, not a brat. A hot link.
And they staple come in the Pierce household.
And they come in different, sometimes they're hot. And not like with jalapeno, but with actual peppers. Hot. I came here. They was like, oh, you want some rib tips? They gave me some rib tips. I looked at them like, what is this? Those are rib tips. No. Those aren't rib tips. Oxtail. Okay, I'm done. Oxtails, ham hocks. Ooh. And this is something my mother, before we go to break, I know we got to go to traffic. Debbie Lazica's waiting. I didn't understand what this was, and then I saw it, and then somebody told me what it was, and I went, are you kidding me? Hog head cheese. You don't even know what that is, do you? Is your family from the South, or are they from the islands?
Virginia mainly, and Maryland.
Oh, Virginia? Okay. So, hog head cheese. I think hog head cheese is like hog brain. That's been sliced. That's what it looked like. My mother gave me some hog head cheese, and I lost my mind. Oh, my God, it was terrible. And I will never eat it again. I don't eat hog maws. I don't think – I don't – I'm – what's the closest I've gotten to eating pork? I haven't eaten a pork chop in years. I'm trying to think pork. Maybe a hot dog? That's about as close as I got. About as close as I got. I just can't. I just, y'all be eating stuff that just don't. Well, look at this. If you can eat pork, and if you can eat all this other stuff, you can eat chitlins. If you can eat the outside of the cow, you can eat the inside too.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't know if I should call him out or not. Should I? So, want to remind you that the countdown is on for the second annual Truth Summit happening Saturday, November 15th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Thrive on King, 2135 North, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in Milwaukee. It's free. It's in person. It's an event that brings together bold voices and sharp minds to tackle Milwaukee's biggest challenges. For me, healthcare disparities, and fixing our broken education pipeline. So I'll be leading the charge with some expert guests and some real talk, and you don't want to miss it. Lock in your seat now at 1017thetruthsummit.com. 1017truthsummit.com. All right. And so to show y'all, I'm going to do this. 1017truthsummit.com. Boom, 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 boom. And so I see it. It says Truth Summit. And then get tickets. And so you click get tickets. All right? I got one ticket, and I'm a register. And if I can do it that easy, you can do it that easy. What's my name? Dr. Ken Harris. Email address. At Good Karma Brands.com. See, it's that easy. Confirm your email. Type it in again at Good Karma Brands.com. Then I click keep me updated for more events and news from this organizer. And then click register. And that's it. Then they send you an email with your ticket. You go to your ticket. You show up. Bada-da-bing, bada-bing, bada-boom. And everything's set. That's all you got to do. All right? Doors open at 9:30. Panel discussion begins at 10. That's presented by 1MKE and Thrive on King. So you're going to have a great time. 1017 The Truth Summit. Got it? If you can count, you can do it. You can do it. So I was talking about before I left, deliberate indifference. So we talked about that before. In a law enforcement context, deliberate indifference refers to a conscious or reckless disregard by a police officer or government official for the constitutional rights, safety, or medical needs of individuals in their custody or under their care. It goes beyond negligence. It requires that the officer or the police department or whoever knew of a substantial risk of harm and failed to take reasonable steps to prevent it. So if somebody said, hey, you think this guy's having a stroke? He might. That should be enough for you to do it. The concept is often applied in civil rights under 42 U.S.C. 1983, which is Civil Rights Act, particularly involving excessive force, failure to render medical care, inadequate training, or jail or prison conditions. Courts evaluate whether officials acted with deliberate indifference to an inmate's or citizen's rights guaranteed under the Eighth Amendment for convicted people or the 14th Amendment for pre-trial detainees. So people ask, where did this come from? Well, you got Estelle v. Campbell from 1976. It was the Eighth Amendment standard that established that deliberate indifference to a prisoner's serious medical needs constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. It wasn't until 13 years later, in 1989, there was Canton v. Harris that found that municipalities responded superior, right? The people that hired them, the people that are in charge of them, the bosses, the organization, can be found liable when their failure to train officers amounts to deliberate indifference toward a citizen's constitutional rights. You should know as a law enforcement officer there are certain things you can and can't do. And because you should know that, you should be able to, what's the word I'm looking for? Act in a reasonable way so that you guard that person's constitutional rights. And when you don't, it's deliberate indifference. And then 5 years later, Farmer v. Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N, clarified the standard and said officers must actually know of and disregard an excessive risk to inmate health or safety. And that is one of the things they did. So you can have what? You can have medical neglect where you just ignore it. You can have failure to train where the police department fails to train you on what you should know. You have unsafe conditions like a jail where you should know certain things can happen, like water being turned off and the person needing water and all that. Or you can have a failure to protect. You know that there's a danger with another inmate or something hazardous in a jail and you don't do anything about it. And then something happens. You know, open electrical socket, and you know that if you don't fix it, somebody could get electrocuted or there's water and they get electrocuted. So it's fairly straightforward. There's no like secret thing that people, well, you know, I don't know whether or not. No, you should actually know that. It's given. It is very, very, very specific. So we'll see. We'll see. Hey, Kwanda, she on her way home. So hey, Kwanda. She had to go back to the doctor and now she's going back home. Somebody snagged Dr. Harris for a free range prayer. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. All right, so I got some stories I want to look at before. Then we got to take a break, and then we, you know, go home and all that stuff. But got a couple stories I want to cover to because I need y'all to tell me if something's wrong with me. So from Fox 6 Now, a West Bend woman accused of child neglect that led to serious injuries suffered by a 5-day-old baby has reached a plea deal. I'm wondering how that happened. So Janet Solis pled guilty yesterday. A single count of neglecting a child consistent with great bodily harm. She got sentenced to 2 years in prison and 4 years extended supervision. So what happened? They were notified on November 4th last year a 5-day-old infant had suffered skull fractures. at Aurora Medical Center in Grafton. The complaint says defendant reportedly, you ready? Overdosed on heroin while in the hospital, and the infant was found on the floor by a member of nursing staff. Which you think, there's a problem here, right? Well, detective investigating the case obtained Child Protective Services report, which showed there were ongoing concerns related to drug use by the co-defendants, Solis and Berg, who I believe was dad. The complaint says Solis did not have any prenatal care due to her fear of CPS becoming involved, but admitted to smoking, you got this? Marijuana and using heroin while she was pregnant. Now, this is the part I don't understand. You ready? Solis's urine was positive for both marijuana and fentanyl, and the infant also tested positive for cocaine, fentanyl, and THC and was suffering from withdrawal following his birth. So then they checked on her, and the baby was on the floor. Why would you let a mother near her child when she's a daily heroin user 2 to 3 times a day and you gave her baby? Berg, and I'm assuming that's the guy with her, I have to go back. They interviewed him and he stated that the hospital staff asked him about her drug use and he told them that he had no idea she was using drugs, but he was using drugs too. So how'd she get it? Right. Ridiculousness. Ridiculous. You hear me? Why would you let her near her kid? Am I being mean? Okay. And for Pete's sake, Pete Hegseth has lost his mind. From CNN Business, the Pentagon is telling Beat reporters to sign restrictive new rules by today or surrender their press passes by tomorrow. Virtually every news outlet is rejecting the ultimatum and saying they will not sign. The Pentagon Press Association, a body that represents the Beat reporters, says the new policy championed by Defense Secretary, War Secretary, Pete Hegseth, gags Pentagon employees and threatens retaliation against reporters who seek out information that has not been pre-approved for release. That's idiotic. In a statement on Monday, the association said that potential expulsion from the Pentagon should be a concern for all. You know what I would say? Goodbye, Pentagon. And leave. And just don't report. Like anything that comes out the Pentagon, just don't report it. If it's good, don't report it. If it's bad, don't report it. I know you love veterans and all that stuff. Don't report it. They said today we join virtually every other news organization in declining to agree to the Pentagon's new requirements, which would restrict journalists' ability to keep the nation and the world informed of important national security issues, the statement read. The policy is without precedent and threatens core journalistic protections. We will continue to cover the U.S. military as each of our organizations has done for many decades, upholding the principles of free and independent press. So you got big cable, broadcast networks, Reuters, Associated Press, New York Times, Washington Post, The Atlantic, and NPR said they are not signing it. I agree with them 100%. Hey, by the way, do you know who Rockman Dunbar is? Well, I used to watch this TV show called 911, and he claimed that he was wrongfully terminated from the show for refusing to go against his religious beliefs to get vaccinated against COVID-19. So now he sued Disney Plus, and now they're going to court. Disney's 20th Century TV is arguing that the 52-year-old actor whose trial began today, according to Variety, fabricated a religious excuse to avoid complying with the company's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Well, if I was him, I would have too. I would have told him to go kick rocks. So is religion still something that people respect? Well, we know one group that don't respect it, And I think it's called Disney. Right. Also came across a story in Black Enterprise. You all might have heard about this. Joe Budden podcast, co-host Flip, Queens Flip. So he accused Mark Lamont Hall, who's a PhD, saying that he used tricky words to manipulate public opinion in his favor. Is he trying to say that, like, educated black people, like talk better than him or something? I mean, is that something he's saying? I mean, is that actually something he's saying? Because if that's the case, then I guess I'm guilty. Oops. Guess I'm guilty. The on-air clash did more than spark buzz around the Joe Budden podcast. It sparked a broader cultural conversation about black intellectual renaissance underway. Hill, a respected academic who served as a CNN analyst, published author, professor at Temple and now CUNY Graduate Center, often brings a scholarly lens to the show's hip-hop and pop culture debate. So what they're really saying is that he shouldn't be who he is. He should dumb it down. Well, watching them go head to head, social media personality, Queens Flip, who built his platform through virtual and viral hip hop reaction videos, struck many viewers as symbolic. As one Instagram user put it, the moment felt like black intellectual renaissance. So what I'm hearing is that y'all not used to intelligent people talking on the radio and talking on social media?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Wow. So Reginald said, I want to try that stainless steel Brio fire pit barbecue grill I saw on a TV commercial. So you know what I did, right? Brio X30 smokeless fire pit, $1,599. 36-inch fire pit, $139. Yep, I'll get that one. You're listening to Truth of the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I want to say thanks to everybody in the chat, in the talk and text line, Fonz and Kwanda and Player Made and everybody that's showed up. I want to say thank you for being here today. I will see you in 22 hours. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. Stay out the rain.
Be quiet.
I'm out.